Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in my once-a-month first-hour co-host, Kelly Rossman McKinney of the Rossman Group. Hello, Kel. How you doing?
I'm great, Jack. How about you?
Good. We were just talking with Lansing Mayor and Democratic gubernatorial candidate Virge Bernero, and we didn't spend a lot of time talking about polls, but there are some new numbers here, and not just for the gubernatorial race. I find some of these Supreme Court numbers fairly interesting. What can you tell us?
Well, I think it's interesting that you find the Supreme Court numbers interesting. You clearly don't sit in the 50% plus group that's either undecided or really doesn't care. We did. We started a week ago with Team Telcom, a weekly kind of thumb on the pulse of the electorate poll. And so we're doing robo-polling. You know, we've talked about robo-polling with Mark Grebner.
Yes.
And, you know, I think it really is a very interesting snapshot. So here's what we did.
Okay.
We asked 400 likely voters from across the state a series of questions that were really easy questions. Now, the one question we asked that nobody has asked since Supreme Court Justice Elizabeth Weaver resigned back at the end of August was, okay, who do you support for Supreme Court Justice? Now, let me just point out, Betty Weaver resigned less than 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
She was immediately replaced by Appeals Court Judge Alton Thomas Davis.
Yes.
From Grayling. His name's Tom Davis. He gets to have on the ballot Supreme Court Justice in front of his name, as does Robert Young, who's also an incumbent justice running. So we asked, there are a total of five candidates running, Justice Davis, Mary Beth Kelly, Denise Langford Morris, Bob, I believe his last name's pronounced Radis,
okay,
and then Supreme Court Justice Robert Young. So here's how they fall.
Okay.
Number one, out of the gate with a bullet, Supreme Court Justice Tom Davis, who wasn't even a Supreme Court Justice a month ago.
Is that because his name's been in the news?
Well, that's a good question. We did not test that. All we can tell you is that he's number one at 11.9%.
All right.
Immediately, like up a tenth of a percent behind him, is Mary Beth Kelly, who does not have an incumbency designation. So she came in second, and I like to think it's the name Kelly.
Right. That would do it for me.
Catapulted her to almost number one.
Yeah.
And then in third place at 9.9 is Supreme Court Justice Robert Young.
Mm-hmm.
In fourth place is Denise Langford Morris. She's at 8.8%.
Mm-hmm.
And then a distant fifth is Bob Radis, who's at 3.8%. Now, all told, now keep in mind, this is a real horse race among the top four. Davis,
right,
Kelly, Young, and Morris, because we've got a 5.6% margin of error. So that they could, I mean, really, even technically, Bob Radis, who's way behind the rest of the pack, statistically could be dead even with these guys.
So you really have four or five competing for two seats.
You do. And there are 54.8% of the voters who are still undecided. And I'm not surprised, because who pays attention to Supreme Court justice?
It's one of those offices, Kelly, you really don't think about it until there's an important issue, and then you wonder, who the heck elected these justices?
Exactly. You know, and I think the last time there was really, well, it tends to be you get close to the election, and then you see some very effective TV spots. My friend Cliff Taylor, who was a Supreme Court justice, got absolutely walloped because of an ad that ran that allegedly showed him asleep on the bench.
Right.
That was 2 years ago. And then 2 years before that, I think may have been the a campaign where there was a play on the Lions and Tigers and Bears, Oh My, song that named the Supreme Court justices.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, the Michigan Chamber tends to be one of the most actively engaged organizations participating in the Supreme Court race. I'm sure the trial attorneys, which I believe is called the Center for Justice now. So organizations like that tend to get involved. And frankly, if you and I weren't in Lansing, I'm not sure how much attention we'd pay to it.
Right. And if I were running for Supreme Court, I would change my name to either Joe or Joanne Undecided.
I like to think you'd change your name to Justice Ebling.
That would be good, too. That would work. Anything to get an I back there. It's funny because it seems that incumbents in so many areas are being shoved aside just because of the fact that they're currently there. But here, apparently, it's helping Alton Thomas Davis, and he's barely been there. I also found it very interesting, Kelly, besides the gubernatorial numbers, and we've all talked about that, you've got a 19% difference here with Rick Snyder over Virge Bernero, but it holds up in Secretary of State with Ruth Johnson 11 points over Jocelyn Benson, who we just had on this show, and also Bill Schuette for Attorney General, 12 points over the Democrat David Layton.
Yeah, so you wonder how much of it is the Republican ID and how much of it is that those names have been out there statewide. And unlike Jocelyn Benson and Dave Layton, both Ruth Johnson and Bill Schuette have run for statewide office in the past.
Right.
So their names may have more statewide appeal. You would think that Dave Layton, given his high visibility in the Flint serial killer not too long ago, would have a little bit more name ID. But also keep in mind there's still quite a bit there's quite a pool of undecided. There's
32% or 28%. There's still some work to be done there. Kelly, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
You bet, babe. All right, see you,
we'll
Jack. Bye-bye.
Right back with Hour 2. Ebling and You, 1320 WILS.